AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The AP has learned that the private email server Hillary Clinton used while she was Secretary of State was so vulnerable to hackers that one expert called the setup amateur hour. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel with what we've discovered.
The private email server Hillary Rodham Clinton used while Secretary of State was connected to the internet in ways that made it more vulnerable to hackers. An Associated Press review found her server used remote access software that allowed connections directly from the internet. Such software was the target of industry and government warnings about its security vulnerabilities. The AP found at least two other devices on Clinton's home network in New York that also were directly accessible from the internet. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Tonight's debate night for Hillary Clinton and the other Democratic presidential candidates. Our Jerry Bodlander's in Las Vegas, the debate town.
The Democratic debate here will naturally focus on Hillary Rodham Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders. It is Clinton's first debate in 7 years. The other three Democratic hopefuls, Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, and Lincoln Chafee, are all polling in the low single digits and will be looking to make their mark. O'Malley acknowledging the debate is a prime opportunity for the breakout moment that has so far eluded him.
Tragedy in Kansas City. Two firefighters killed, two others injured as a burning building collapsed. Firefighters had managed to save two people from the flames before the building fell. In Syria, rebels have answered Russia's airstrikes. The rebels fired two shells at the Russian embassy in the capital of Damascus this morning. We don't know if anybody was hurt. In sports, baseball's winners yesterday include the Mets, the Cubs, the Blue Jays, and the Royals. And in football, the Steelers. This is AP Radio News. Students have returned to Umpqua Community College in Oregon less than 2 weeks after that deadly shooting on campus. Our Ed Donahue reports.
There were signs reading UCC Strong. People were waving American flags. Volunteers and dogs were on campus for the return of classes to provide comfort. There were state troopers and sheriff's deputies also on campus. The school's president said it's too early to say how security at the college might change. The building where the shots were fired, Snyder Hall, is still closed. Oregon Governor Kate Brown was on campus. She says there were a lot of hugs, a lot of tears. I'm Ed Donahue.
The former head of Chicago Public Schools is expected to plead guilty today in what prosecutors say was a scheme to steer more than $2.3 million in no-bid contracts to education firms for more than $2 million in bribes and kickbacks. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.